going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening. As always, we appreciate it. And good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Laurie. I'm doing just fine. I'm getting ready for a big weekend of festivities. How are you?
Yeah, Easter's a-coming, and... Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. My first, I have to give a big shout out, Julie. It's Meyer Moskowitz. Well, we're taping on what's this date? April 17th, Thursday. You'll listen to us on the 19th. But it's Meyer's birthday today, so happy birthday to Meyer Moskowitz. If you see him, tell him happy birthday. Albeit belated, it doesn't matter. So we will be, my children and Doug Smith and I will be going to Russell's for dinner tonight for his birthday. That's where he wanted to go. That's where we're going. And what else? And then Sean, he'll be in. Sean's coming in for the weekend. So I'll have both boys under my roof and for the couple days. And dinner, Easter dinner on Sunday, Tommy is cooking. And it's going to be it'll be a good time, and looking forward to Easter. It's a beautiful day today, and I know it's going to get warmer, maybe not as sunny or as lack of rain that we'd like, but who knows? Just move forward with spring is coming, and I know it's officially spring, but better weather is happening. So we're looking forward to that, and in case we don't say this, because I didn't, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter, Passover, and enjoy your time with your family. So, Jewel, I have to tell you a little bit. And by the way, we'll talk about that later. But last week I told you that I was calling some of the balls for UNC's purse bingo that they had last weekend on Friday night.
Yes.
And So I was the first, I don't know anything about bingo. I mean, I know how you play bingo, but I never paid any attention to the numbers of each of the letters aren't higher than this number or that. Like, I would have absolutely zero knowledge that it can't be 06. You know, okay. I had no idea. Did you know that?
I didn't know that either. No.
Okay, so I'm just using, because it depends on the numbers for the letters. So I didn't know that. I've played before. I love the concept of bingo. I actually love bingo, but I'm not like a rabid fan, and I don't know all the rules. And, you know, the rules are simple, but there are things these people knew, and I clearly had no idea. So I was the first one up to call the first 7 bags it was held at the Holy Cross auditorium, and it was packed. So I get up and so I start to call the numbers initially, and you know we're going on a couple, and all of a sudden you know the hecklers from the audience slow down. Now I was in the middle of describing a purse when they're yelling slow down to me.
Oh my!
So I'm thinking literally like I have no poker face, so I'm sure everyone could see that my face is like, what are you talking about? Slow down. I'm reading a description for one of the bags. So I purposely said, you know, it said Kate Spade, pink and white polka dot. So I went, Kate Spade, pink and white. Like, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. And so I felt like that episode on Taxi. I was telling someone this, that episode on Taxi, I forget the guy's name. He was the funny, kind of goofy one. And he went to take his test at the DMV, and all the people from the taxi group are with him. And he's like, psst, what do you do when you come to a yellow light? And the guy turns around and goes, slow down. And he goes, what? I happen to see that on one of my reels, so it made me think of that. So anyway, then I realized what they meant was some people play many, 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 many cards per game. So because they do that, they have to go through all their and make sure they get. So okay, I didn't think I was going fast with the numbers. I was only calling them as Marty was handing them to me. But whatever. So we took care of that, and I tried to be slow as I could be, which is not a good thing for me, slow, but I did my best. Then at one point, I think it maybe was the third game, I got it, or maybe it was even the second, I don't remember now, but I got a car, I got something out of the ball, and instead of saying, bingo, you know, B-I-N-G-O, I said 056, and someone else, and I don't even think anyone said anything. Then I had another one, and I said 064, and someone said, oh, Julie, instead of saying 056 or 064, okay. I said twice zero, because the letter or the letter above the number looked like a zero to me, and I was looking, right. So I wasn't even thinking the old B-I-G-O, and I'm like, zero, it was hysterical. So I said, from that point on, I said, Marty, do me a favor. When you pull this ball, tell me what it is, and I'll just repeat it. So every ball that came up, I was like, okay, whatever it was. And then I don't think there was anything else. I'm trying to think if I did anything else incorrectly, but I'm like, I'm sorry. No, I had my glasses on, but they weren't my reading glasses. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. And everyone kind of laughed at that because clearly I did have my glasses on, but they, you know, anyway, so I was trying to be funny and try. And then you had other people in the audience who were like, don't listen to them. Just keep going. Like, so you had these, the dynamic is wild at these things. Seriously, wild. Like the girls in front of me, they're like, don't pay it. Just keep you. And then, because I'm sure when I was trying to take my time, me being like, I was playing three cards at a time, I'm antsy and want to keep going. So sure there are other people like me who wanted to not slow down and, you know, it was hysterical. And then there were people who had, you know, there were multiple winners and of everyone, and then they had to pick a card. Who got the highest card, and then it was just Evie Rafalco McNulty and I went with her sister-in-law, Peggy McNulty, and we had a blast. We sat with this woman, a seat over, who was from the Bronx originally, and she lives up in Greentown, and she was playing a bunch of cards, and she had every colored dauber things that, you know, the stampers. So we got to see all of these people in action, and I don't know if you know that these people who go to these purse bingos, they bring like their wine and their drinks and their food, and they bring it out like a picnic while they're playing the game. And some of these ladies are, and men, I mean, it was packed, and there were men and women, and I loved every minute of it because it was a nice mix of people. They go with their friends or a group of gals, and like right across from me in the one aisle, there were four gals, and they had all their stuff out. And I said, you guys win the prize for the best looking food, because they had things beautifully displayed, and people go all out for this. So I just want to say it was a blast. I don't think they'll ever have me back. I don't think UNC would ever have the you-know-what to call me and say, will you be a caller next year? Because I told, as I ran into a friend of mine, Perry Rose was there, because a friend of his is chairman of the board of UNC, and he goes, nice job, Laurie. I said, yeah, well, I sort of got booed off the stage. And Evie said, no, you didn't. I said, well, that's sort of what I feel like, because they're yelling at you from the audience. It's like, but then, and then not only the yelling, but then I'm calling it a zero instead of an O. So I'm thinking, I don't think UNC wants anything to do with me ever being there again. And I think there are some things I know I'm good at. Bingo calling is not one of them, Julie, clearly. So anyway, I like playing, though, because then I was the first caller, and I got to then sit for the remaining, and Jackie Lewandowski came up after me, and she was great. She did a great job, and Jude McDonough was up next, and he did a great job. And, you know, for me, I naturally want to be funny and entertaining, and they don't want that. They just want to get right down to playing the game. So I wasn't funny at all. I wasn't, wasn't telling any stories. I just kept going for it, because I know these ladies and guys just want to play the game. So that's what you do. But anyway, it was a fun night. We laughed. I looked with my poker face at some people like, what the heck? But other than that, it's a good cause. UNC did a great job. I have to give a big shout out to Chrissy Manuel and Shannon Cusick. They did a great job. And, of course, the leader of the pack, our dear Lisa Durkin, and Marty, who I just love. He's a great guy. And he had a standard the whole time with the machine, the balls popping up. And for all of my shows, all of my games, he had to tell me what the numbers were first so I could make sure I didn't screw up. But anyway, it was good. And in fairness, and God love Marty, he said, Laurie, well, they are worn. The letters and numbers are worn. I said, Marty, thank you for trying to stick up for me, but it's just me. I just did a bad thing. I was wrong here. But anyway, so I'm publicly admitting that this is not my forte, Julie, so just so we know. But it was fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that was it. And then I don't even know. I did do something to my son. Tommy went to see Preps play this weekend. They had the performance of Les Mis, which Tommy, 20 years ago this month, he played the role of Jean Valjean. And he wanted to see how the kids did this year, 20 years later. And there were a lot of kids who were in that original cast 20 years ago, who went to see it and support it. And my Tommy was one of them. And he said they did a nice job at it. So that was good to hear, because it's a not an easy play to do. And there's a lot of technical and a lot of singing and a lot of different roles. So hats off to Scranton Prep for doing that, because everybody really, everyone seemed to love it. So congratulations to those kids. And that's all I can tell you. And I want to give a big shout out, Jewel, to my good buddies at Ken Pollock Volvo, my buddy Corey. They're a great, great place to get a car, great place to deal with in general. And big shout out to Ken Pollock Volvo. They're whether you're buying a new Volvo, a used one, or a used other, they're good. So that's all I can tell you for now, because I know we have to cut ourselves short because we went over. On the net, we went over time, so we'll just make sure we correct that. Are we out of time, Jules? Because I don't even know
what
time it is.
Sadly, we're out of time.
Okay,
but we'll be back.
There we go. Okay. Well, we are coming up next with the lovely Lynn Conrad, and Julie, she's a doll. I'm so happy I got to know her, and it's Rail Trail Council of NEPA or Northeast. Yep, of NEPA. So she's going to be right back to talk a little bit about all the great things that go on there. And we thank you for listening, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is the fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, who is our wonderful producer of this great show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Julie, tell them what you got, kiddo.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
And with us, we have a great guest today. I'm just getting to know her a little. Julie knows her, and I think, Joel, that you've done some work with them before, so it's good to catch up and know, get to meet new people and let everyone else understand what goes on some of these great places. And Lynn, with us is Lynn Conrad. She is the executive director of Rail Trail Council of NEPA, or Northeastern Pennsylvania. Lynn, welcome to the show, and we're so happy to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Laurie. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, Lynn, we talked a little bit. I like the fact that when you and I first went on, we said that the D&H Rail Trail in Susquehanna County connects directly to the Lackawanna River Heritage Trail in Lackawanna County. And that's right there in Simpson we talked about. You said that Frank's Place, who has been very good to you guys, has a ramp from the trail right into the restaurant area, which is really cool because we know so many people who frequent that spot, and that's kind of nice to have that connection right there. So tell us a little bit about what you guys do. I know you have a lot of things going on. Let's start first with some of the background of the Rail Trail Council and the D&H Rail Trail, if you could tell us, just quick overview on that.
Sure. The Rail Trail Council is a nonprofit organization, and we are 34 years old. So we've been working on this trail, which is the D&H, the Delaware and Hudson Rail Trail, for that length of time. But you know what? We're almost done improving all 38 miles. So it's an old railroad that we bought, you know, about 31 years ago. And it carried coal, anthracite coal, out of the valley in Scranton. And when we purchased it, you know, we had to raise funds, get grants. So right now we have, of the 38 miles, we have 20 miles improved. So it's a nice smooth stone surface from Simpson, where it connects to the Lackawanna River Heritage Trail, all the way to Ararat, which is about half of the trail. And that's the highest point in Ararat. And then we have another 6 miles done up near the New York border. It's Stevens Point to the New York border. So 26 miles of the 38 are improved, and we have 2 trail construction projects. One is starting in the next few weeks. We're going to be doing 3 miles of an improved trail surface in Thompson, and then another 5 miles that will connect to Stevens Point will be done probably starting in the fall. So that only leaves us about 4 miles that have to be improved. So we're really excited about that, and I hope that can get done. And then I can retire. and just worry about having fun events.
Lynn, tell everybody how these things actually take place. Like, what goes into having these trails, rail trails, developed and done? What? Because I think we can just, when you hear you say it, it seems so easy in the sense that it's, oh, we have this, we have that. But there's so much that goes into it. Explain to everybody a little bit about what some of that stuff is that goes into development.
Right. So, of course, you have to purchase it first, and you have to raise money for that. There are grants available. There are state grants available. There's also federal highway funds because it's considered a non-traditional means of travel. So a lot of your grants are like either 50-50, so you have to raise 50%. Sometimes they're 80-20. You only have to raise 20%. But, you know, we're talking like millions of dollars over the years to purchase, to do survey work, to do engineering, to do, construction plans, and then to actually resurface, fix the drainage, put in signage, put in gates, like access control so people can't be driving up and down. So, you know, that's why it's taken us 34 years as a nonprofit. But we are happy with what we have done, and we're happy with the people that we see out there. It's so heartwarming to see grandparents with their kids learning how to ride their bikes in a safe place. It's just a beautiful trail that goes along the Lackawanna River, then it goes along the Starucka Creek, and it also goes along the Susquehanna River when you're up north near New York State. So it's always beautiful.
Lynn, speaking of that, are bikes allowed on the trail? Like an e-bike or a pedal bike? And what are not allowed, just to make sure people know that as well?
Right. So a lot of the people either run, hike, walk, bike. E-bikes are allowed, but they have to be pedal assist. They can't just be like the throttle bikes. They're called a class one e-bike. We work with the Snowmobile Club. Snowmobiling is allowed. They groom our trail for cross-country skiing. We allow horses, but we do not allow ATVs or side-by-sides. However, there's a parallel trail called the O&W Trail that we have control over 8 miles, and ATVs are allowed over, like, across the river. So that's you work with the Snowmobile and ATV Club helps organize that.
Lynn, how many employees are in your organization?
Well, we're all part-time, and a lot of us are and some are volunteers. But there is myself. I do have an administrative assistant who helps me out. We have a trail maintenance man, always part-time. And then we have a project manager, and Cindy Klink is our project manager. Well, she's our program manager, and she said to say hello.
I was just going to tell you, as soon as you said her name, I absolutely adore Cindy Klink. I met her 100 years ago when she did some volunteer work at the Eberhardt Museum, and I worked at the Eberhardt for a few years in a bunch of different roles. And I loved that place, and that's where I met Cindy, and she and I have remained buddies ever since. So I love her, and you're lucky to have her. Great. She's a great gal. Give her my love as well. And Lynn, I want to point out too that you may live in Susquehanna County, but you are from the wonderful town, the Green Ridge section of Scranton. Am I correct?
You are right. The Plot section.
Oh, there you go.
How did you know that?
Well, a little birdie named Julie Immel was telling me a little bit about you.
Right.
And she said you'll love her because she grew up in Green Ridge. Now, I live in the I live in Dunmore, but I'm right above the Green Ridge and I like to say, and that's what they call it, the Hollywood section, Lynn, the Hollywood section. So I'm not far from where you grew up, and I love it. And you know, Lynn, it must be rewarding for you to see all of this progress and to see the rail lines that carry us and goods and everything else from, you know, across the country from one place to another, and how important it was for those trails to be used and to have those, that availability for walking and recreation and, you know, for people to be there and experience it, to have that space. It must be like you said, when you see people there, you thank them all. That's got to be so rewarding to see these families and these kids. Oh my, like if there's somewhere to go, don't ever let anyone tell you there's nothing to do in our area, because there's always something.
That's right.
And these are one of the things. And Lynn, am I mistaken that I'm thinking of this? Isn't Ararat up beyond, like if in Susquehanna County, if I went towards East Gibson and kept going on that road, if I'm not on 81, doesn't it go way, isn't it up beyond East Gibson? Okay.
Yes, it is.
And we'll use a landmark. We'll use a landmark there because everyone loves it. Bingham's Diner. How about that? Is that a good one to you?
Right. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, people love it. So it's out further than that. So you guys are really, you're really out there. Which town in New York does it border? When you're getting right there to the border, what's the town?
Well, the next town in New York would be Windsor, New York.
Okay.
So the DNA trail goes through Lanesboro, which is next to Susquehanna, PA. It goes under the Starocca Viaduct, which is a beautiful engineering marvel of laid bluestone arches, 18 arches. But once you get into New York, you're going to be up near Windsor, New York.
Okay. All right. I wondered about that. That it's just amazing. So your plans for construction this year, for the year, we kind of touched a little bit. You said, how many more do you have untouched? Did you say 4 or 8 miles?
Four.
How many more do you need?
Four. Okay. 4 miles left to, we have some engineering going on and design, and we'll be applying for grants, and hopefully those last 4 miles will get done. I'm hoping in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that'll be good. So that's your strategic plan there to get it through,
yes.
to that level. So tell me, and tell me all about, and does Cindy have anything to do with this wonderful fundraiser you have coming up on May 4th?
Oh, yes.
The Biker Hike to Table? Okay.
All
so
work
tell us a little
together.
Bit about that.
So we have a Spring into Biking event, so that everybody can get together, find new friends to bike with, have a great time outdoors, either hiking or biking, and then have lunch at Frank's Place. And we also have a musician who will be playing, will be on the outdoor patio, Jim Caro. I'm not sure if you know who he is, but he's a guitar player, harmonica, great classic rock, nice and quiet. We enjoy him a lot. But it's only $15, and it helps with our trail maintenance because there's a lot of maintenance to be done with the storms that we've had, crazy storms over the last few years. So it's May 4th. Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday. We're starting at 9:30 if you want to go for a long bike ride, because you could actually, on improved trail, go 20 miles up, 20 miles back.
Yeah,
if you want to do the hike, that starts at 10. If you want to do a shorter bike ride, I would suggest starting about 10:30. And we'll be there in Frank's parking lot to register you. And we have our new brochure is out right now. We'll give you a brochure, tell you about the trail. And we want everybody to be back about 12:30 so we could order lunch, and it is on your own, order off the menu, order what you want, and Jim will be playing from 12:30 to 2:30. So that is our big and welcome to spring event.
I love it. Lynn, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you if someone would like to make a donation to help you
right.
out or anything else, more information. What's the best way to reach you and your website and your phone number?
Okay, our phone number is 679-9300. Our website is nepatrails.org for organization. NEPA Trails.
Trails with an
but,
S.
Yes, Trails with an S.
Okay.
And
okay.
you can register for this event at getmeregistered.com. And it says DH Rail Trail Bike Hike. But usually if you just go to getmeregistered, just getmeregistered.com and it'll get you, to the DNH registration.
And
page.
Lynn, get out there and get moving, right? Get on your bike, get
That's
on your toes,
right.
get going, keep moving, and enjoy what this region has to offer, just taking it easy. And I love that you have the bikes that are the E and the pedal, because that's the one I'm
right.
getting, and we talked about that a little bit before, and I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to do that. And we're going to take a ride up there and come up and see you up there, Lynn, because I
yes,
think this is really
let me
cool.
know.
So
We have group biking on Wednesday nights, so that'll be on our website. We have walking Mondays. It's usually at 10 o'clock in the morning for those of us who don't work or have the time. So we do have a lot of group activities going on, too, for those who want to get introduced to the trail and find other like-minded people to get out there and hike and bike and move.
There you go. Well, thank you so much. I love all this. It's always so good to learn all of these new things, and not really so new because you've been around a long time, but new to me. And I thank Julie for, connecting us and getting you on and you taking the time. And we look forward to that. And again, it is going to be on May 4th, guys, as Lynn said. So if you have time and you can do that, and then go and have a nice little bite to eat at Frank's. Who Lynn, I know you said that, let's give a big shout out to Frank's, because he's been,
yes.
you said earlier that they've been very, very good to your organization.
That's right. Yes, we connect the parking lot down to the trail.
I love it. And I know they're good people, and anyone who keeps helping their community, I love. So big shout out to Franks and Simpson. Go on up and have yourself a nice dinner or lunch or whatever they do.
Right.
And say hello and tell them that Lynn Conrad sent you when you go in, okay?
That's
and in the
right,
meantime,
right.
Lynn, we thank that's right, honey. And in the meantime, we're gonna cut out for until our next guest comes on. We have our lovely Hannah Radkowitz coming up next to talk about a great event. And Lynn, we thank you for joining us. And everyone, go up and see the rail trail in Susquehanna County and then stop in Simpson, where it connects to the Lackawanna River Heritage Trail. And we will see you in a couple minutes. Again, Lynn, thank you. And we'll be right back.
Right.
You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is Julie D. Immel, our producer extraordinaire of this show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, go ahead and tell them all what Julie D. Immel can do for you.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us is a lovely young woman that I know literally since she's born. She's the cutest thing in the world. Her name is Hannah Radkowitz, and she is the niece of my sister-in-law. So my nieces, my brother Timmy's wife, Joanne, and Hannah's mom, Kathleen, Pethick is their last name, their maiden name. They're sisters, and Hannah's one of five, and she's a sweetheart, so I know her forever. And so she's my niece's first cousin, and Hannah is I can't tell you how much I just adore this kid ever since she was a little kid. So Hannah's joining us today because she started this great idea, and she's been doing it around the county in several different locations. She has one coming up on May 3rd, Saturday, May 3rd, from 12 to 4 p.m. at the Dunmore Community Center on Monroe Avenue in Dunmore, good old Dunmore, PA, 1414 Monroe, as a matter of fact. And it's called a clothing swap. And all age, gender, and size is available. It's going to be held, again, as I said, the Dunmore Community Center at 1414 Monroe, Scranton, PA. Actually, Dunmore, PA. And how about that? Dunmore, PA. How about that? It's Dunmore Community. I should say that. Dunmore. And it's Saturday, May 3rd, 12 to 4. Now, the swap, Hannah, how about that? So what happens is you bring 10 items of clothing, whether it's jewelry or bags or clothing or whatever, that are in decent shape that you either think you're not going to wear ever again, they don't fit, as in most cases in people's closets, or you think, it's not my style anymore, or, I don't know if it's good for me at my age now. You can bring those things, as long as they're in good condition, 10 items, and then you hand those over, and then you're allowed to take 10 items back from the rest of the swap from the people who are there and doing their shopping. I think it's a great idea, Hannah. How did it come to fruition? What made you think about doing this and then getting it to the point of where it is?
Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks for saying all that. And you explained it all just as it goes. So I started these because during the pandemic, I found myself with a lot of free time on my hands. I began organizing and decluttering my own things. As I started sorting through the belongings, I realized just how much I've accumulated over the years. And that's when the first real idea started to have a clothing swap. I am a lifelong fashion enthusiast, as maybe the listeners don't know.
I know.
So with a heart for helping others and a deep understanding of the importance of human connection, I kind of formed these clothing swaps where people could come together, like-minded individuals to promote sustainable fashion, to kind of coming out of COVID again, like coming out of the pandemic, almost create a sense of community for people. Our first swap was really just a labor of love filled with all these thoughtful details that really set the tone for these community-driven events that we continue to host. Like I said, they started off quite small at my partner's business in downtown Scranton. I think our first event had about 40 swappers, and at the end, they made 4 contractor bags worth of clothes. The response to the event was overwhelmingly positive. I immediately began receiving messages from people asking, when's the next swap going to be? And I'm just so thrilled that people were excited about the concept. I'm always working on bringing new events to the table. I try to do them seasonally. As the word spread, I started even receiving messages from local businesses that had interest in hosting these events. And it was really exciting to see the community's enthusiasm and all the potential for collaboration. I'm exploring new partnerships and support from local businesses who share this vision for community-driven events. All of that was really before our name, Swap Scranton, had its formal identity. But the initial event was somewhat of a small experiment, and because the response was so incredibly encouraging, it kind of laid the groundwork for what would eventually become Swap Scranton.
Well, I love it. And you've done it in several locations, Hannah. This the Dunmore Community Center in good old Dunmore, PA, is just another one of the few that, the couple that you've done already and had the success in doing that. And I want to talk a little bit about the information you sent me, because I think it's kind of neat when you look at these things, Hannah. Some of the things you say, a guide to choosing swap items. So one of the first couple questions, would I loan this to a friend? did I buy this item with enthusiasm, it never made it out of my closet? Has my personal style changed, making this piece no longer good, similarly to what I said earlier? Do I have garments that I've outgrown or no longer wear? Are there items I know someone else would love and appreciate? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, then you're the perfect candidate for our swap. So then there's additional stuff. You want to make sure, as I said to you, no holes, no rips, no stains or strong odors, no intimates, pajamas, socks, and no more than or swimwear, and no more than 10 items per person. So, and it also says if you're unsure of a particular item, feel free to DM us at Swap Scranton or Instagram for guidance. Which you can't. So the reason I'm reading all of that is, if there's no excuse for saying, well, I didn't know if I should bring it. I didn't to have this access to you guys to see if the right thing is great. But let's use common sense here. If it doesn't look like someone else is going to want it, not because it's not the style, but any way that there's damage, unless it's – now, Hannah, what if it's like something distressed, like a pair of jeans that are meant to be distressed? Those are things that are accepted, right? Because
that's the style they're meant to be.
Yeah.
If they're intentional, of course. We've truly seen it all. These guidelines, they started small, you know, no rips or stains, clean clothes. And as you read off, some of the guidelines have expanded because we've truly seen it all.
I can imagine. I mean, the idea is really cool because it's not like somebody's going. You're going shopping, which is what I love about it, is you're going shopping, but you're not spending any money because you've already spent it. Or in some cases, you didn't spend it because it was given as a gift. So in this case, the re-gifting or whatever you call reusing the gift that you were given, you can walk in and walk out with 10 lovely things that you didn't have to spend money on because you've had them in your closet. They don't fit or whatever else. I'm sure you get stuff that have tags on them, I bet.
Oh,
like they never use them.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many items I personally can just give to each swap that have tags on them. Things I always thought, well, I'll wear this for this occasion, and then never did.
Uh-huh.
Never did.
Yeah. I know. It happens to all of us, the best of us. So when it comes to how do you have them designated? Do you have certain areas for men, certain for women, for children? How does that work when you go in, Hannah? Like, take everybody through what it looks like when you walk in the door.
So I do. So typically, to keep these events smooth and organized, I do allow people to drop off their clothes to me beforehand. A ticket system we figure just works best for the whole check-in, check-out process. So if people drop their clothes off to me before the event, I'm able to have it set up for the day of, and you can walk into this event and, you know, extra small is over here, small's here, you know, it's everything's arranged by size. And then we've got usually a kid's corner with children's clothing, as well as like a men's table or two, you know, however much space I need for that. And the reason I mentioned people bringing them beforehand, is because I can kind of organize it that way. So it is like a store, like you're walking into a store. And for those mm-hmm. who bring the clothing day of, because, you know, maybe people didn't find out about the event until the day of. I don't want to exclude anybody. I want this to be as accessible of an event as it can be.
Yeah.
So for those who are, you know, waiting in line to check their items in, our volunteers are kind of explaining the layout to everybody. If you've swapped with us before, then you kind of understand how it's going to be, or you kind of know maybe what it's going to look like. But for those first-time swappers, the volunteers are kind of laying it down for everybody as they're going through their items.
I love the terminology swappers. Jules, you and I are going to be known as swappers one of these days. I want you to say, I think it's a cool word. I love it. And I just think it's a great concept, Hannah. This is really neat. And so tell everybody then too, Hannah, what you do. Now you work for, you're a recreational specialist at the, Clark Summit State Hospital, and
yes.
So you know what it's like working for nonprofits. So you what's really nice is when clothes are there and you have things that you need to take elsewhere, you donate to local charities in need of clothing. And I think that's wonderful. How do people receive these things, Hannah, when you walk in with, you know, bags of stuff that they say, you know, you say, here, I just make a donation. Do they know it's coming from your swap, or do they just think you're Hannah Ratkowitz dropping off stuff that you thought they could need?
Well, when I bring them to the Clark Summit State Hospital, usually I have certain patients in mind, maybe, that I'm keeping them for, let's say, maybe I do a bingo and they can win them as prizes. And the clothing swap concept maybe can't quite be grasped there. I do donate them as well. We do have there's a clothing rack there, we call it, where some of the patients work and they accept donations. And if you know me at work there, then you know I host these swaps, so they kind of anticipate me bringing some donations after each one. And I do always donate to Friends of the Poor. And down at Friends of the Poor, they know, oh, Hannah's having a swap. She'll be here soon. She has. She'll be here before we know it.
So they know it. Yeah, I love it. So let me reiterate everything about this event, because I think this is great and it's a really cool way to look at buying, getting some new things without purchasing. So it's called Clothing Swap. It's going to be held at the Dunmore Community Center, 1414 Monroe Avenue in Dunmore, Saturday, May 3rd from 12 to 4 p.m. And you're allowed to bring, you're going to have possibly some, what else goes on beside that? Any entertainment and stuff, Hannah, or is it purely just come in and look and walk out?
So it depends on the venue we're at. So at this venue in particular, to cover the cost of the rental space, I do have vendors. These vendors are local artists. I have some vendors that sell vintage finds. I have vendors who sell floral arrangements. Let's see, there's some cross stitch going to be at this one, some clay, like jewelry, buttons, lots of reclaimed vintage jewelry pieces, those kinds of things. And I think I have somebody doing caricature drawings at this next swap. I'll also have a DJ.
There you go. Well, it's going to be a fun day, 4 hours of fun at the Dunmore Community Center. Look for Hannah. You'll know her because she's this beautiful. Is your hair still long?
It is.
Okay. She's a beauty with long hair. Is it? It's reddish in color, and she's, unless she has some other color, do you want to, am I right, or should we make sure we're describing you correctly?
I've never colored the hair.
She's a beauty. There you go. She's a beauty. I love her. So go and see her, drop off your clothes, pick up some new ones, and make it work for her, because she's doing this, started this with an idea, and it's gotten to where it is, and it's wonderful that she's come this far. And then the last part, like we just talked about, is getting it in the hands of people who could use additional clothing for their nonprofit as well. So thank you, Hannah. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure it'll be a wonderful day at the Dunmore Community Center for you. So thank you for coming on. Anything else? Oh, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you before we leave.
Oh, sure. So I am on Facebook and on Instagram. Our name is Swap Scranton. On Instagram, that's just at Scranton, one word. Facebook, it's two words, Swap Scranton. And then our phone number is 570-903-2365.
There you go.
Laurie, thank you so
much. Okay, well, honey, thank you. Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for joining us and taking time out of your day. And good luck to you on May 3rd. And have a lot of fun. And swap away, baby, and become a swapper, okay? And we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.